Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are glad to have you here at Victory Park with us. And I hope that you will pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us have a chance to help with the plants at your place. We have one phone number now, and we're still kind of working our way through some of the bugs that happen when you move. You know, we moved 35 years ago to our home, and from one home to another, and we still haven't found our son's teddy bear. So I hope it doesn't take 35 years for me to find my way through the forest here. Anyway, we have only the one phone number, and it is 800-288-WBAP. That is 800-288-9227. And we have Mike Sutton and I believe R.J. Williams screening for us today. And I'm in a different part of the building and didn't see who came in. So anyway, we would love to have them get some business. So please pick up that phone call and phone and give us a call. Once again, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. And this is Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. And I am very grateful for the opportunity to be here on such a big station, such a wonderful place. And I got to say, with great people as well. Lee Riza is running the boards today. He has the difficult job because I can talk. Everything I do is live. If I mess up, I correct it right then and there. And if I catch it, otherwise, I'd correct it some other time. And Lee has to find all of the elements for the program. So it's interesting. We enjoy this very much, and he is a very good producer. So that's what we have. That's our team. And I hear Mark Willis do a newscast this morning, and Mark and I have been in the business together at three different places now for 35-year period. So that's kind of cool. Let me give you the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll get our program underway. And by the way, by the biggest of ways, Happy Mother's Day. If that applies to you, happy day for you. And I hope it's a joyous Mother's Day for you and for yours. Don't ever take this lightly. You never know in this life, you know? So Happy Mother's Day. And let me give you our pet of the week. Vita, the vivacious shepherd mix, is still waiting for her home from last week, and I'm really amazed. I gave a big sell to Vita, and she's a wonderful girl. So be sure to go out and see Vita this afternoon. She is at the Perry shelter, the McKinney shelter of the SPCA, and so is Dude. Dude is an adorable six-month-old pup with a blonde and cream fur coat and the sweetest brown eyes you've ever seen. They always send me photos of my dogs that I'm going to be talking about, and they could not get his play toy away from Dude. Dude had to have his play toy. Sorry, don't leave. Don't take my photo without my play toy. It's kind of like me with my new driver's license, and they now require you not to wear your glasses. I said, that's not me. That's a picture without my glasses. That's what Dude said. Dude is a young shepherd and terrier mix. He is full of personality, loves to play with his toys. He likes to show off all his cute looks while he does it. I think he knows he's a cute dog. Charming guy. Fun-loving, playful, enjoys the great outdoors. He'd be an excellent walking buddy. Loves to play fetch. He may be part of retriever. They don't know what all is mixed into Dude. At the SPCA of Texas, Dude is learning basic commands and obedience training, and they say he is doing a great job at it. So he would love to have a chance at your home and continue to learn and be your buddy. Dude, with your help and positive reinforcement, Dude will continue to grow into loyal, loving, well-mannered boy. He promises to give you lots of kisses and hugs when you come home every day. Stop out today and see Dude at the SPCA shelter. That is at 8411 Stacy Road. 8411, Farm to Market 720 in Southwest McKinney. You know where Craig Ranch is. You know where Custer Road is. This is just east of Custer on the northwest corner of Craig Ranch, the Perry campus. And Stacy Road turns into Main Street there as you're headed west toward Frisco. So coming from Frisco, it's Main Street. Coming from Central or from anywhere in McKinney, it's Stacy Road. And 8411 Stacy open 7 days a week from noon until 6. You're looking specifically for Vita and for Dude today, and then you go from there. If I get you out there, then it's up to the dogs to sell themselves. You'll end up with a dog. These are wonderful dogs. It is a very cheerful, new, clean, happy place. The dogs are happy to see you. The people are nice. A great place. Same with the Dallas shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 at Hampton Road. Regular hours noon to 6, 7 days a week. And so I hope that you will get out and see Dude and Vita and all the other wonderful pets. SPCA.org/findapet has the pets that they have up for adoption. This is sponsored today by Encore Electric Delivery. When planning your home's landscape, it's important to choose the right tree for the right place. We find that out painfully so every time there's a storm that comes through. And it's just really sad to see big trees get into power lines because the result will eventually be an outage somewhere. And so my recommendation to you is don't go there. Don't get into that situation. Don't plant large trees beneath power lines. Don't allow large trees to germinate and grow. Hackberries and oaks and pecans, don't let them grow beneath power lines because it is a dead-end street for the tree. There's no way. We have to have power, and Encore's job is to provide that power over a 100,000-mile range of their power lines. Encore Electric Service Delivery. And to help us help them, they have established a web page called Encore.com, Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. Encore. We hope that you will pay close attention to the trees you plant. Ask before you buy. Find out how tall, how wide is that tree going to be. It may need to be 50 feet back if it's a big tree. Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning again, and happy Mother's Day again. And we start with Carmela in Fort Worth, our first call up today. Carmela, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
A couple of things. Number one is because of the weather we've had here, everything has grown more abundantly than usual. Now, my knockout roses have not only grown up and flowered twice already, but now they're so tall that I need to trim them back. And I'm wondering, if I trim them back now, will they continue to bloom all summer?
Yes, but I would not prune them as much as you would in February, as you should in February. If you're going to prune knockouts anything drastically, it needs to be done in mid-February, early to mid-February. At this point, what you need to do is probably take the tallest one-third of the canes back. Just you can reduce the height by a third, but I wouldn't do anything really major. If you see some spindly, weak growth, or if you have branches that stick out into walks or that are obviously erratic and going somewhere else. And by erratic, I just mean more going in the wrong direction. Yeah.
I did prune them back in February. I'm just amazed that they've grown like almost 2 feet already. And it's like, my goodness, I'm not real sure what to do here. So I really appreciate that. And my other question is, I transplanted an Athena in my backyard. And it's just a small one, probably no more than about 24 to 30 inches tall. But all of the leaves have died. But when I go and I look at it, it's still alive. So I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to pull it out. But is that typical?
All right. And you said it's a Nandina?
No, an Athena. A-T-H-E-N-A or something like that. Athena.
Althea?
No.
I'm trying. I don't know Athena.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what the tag said.
Does it have a scientific name?
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Don't have the tag in front of me. Okay.
No, I
need to know what the plant is, obviously, to be able to give you an answer. But That's not ringing a bell.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Let me put it this way. If you have transplanted it, all the leaves are dead. I'm not sure it is alive. It really depends on what. Okay, Paeonia is a peony hybrid, it says here. I just did a quick look. It's a variety of peony. Is that what you have?
Yes, I think so. It comes
Really?
out with pink and purple and lavender type flowers, and it can get quite tall. You know, they're like sticks that grow up and full of leaves and full of flowers several times during the summer.
All right, I think you're looking at an Althea. Okay,
Oh, please.
Let me just bail on that. That, you know, I can't do plant ID here. Normally, I take one topic per call anyway, so I'm kind of on thin ice. But no, you're fine, Carmela. But I want you to call back. But I think probably what you have is an Althea, and whatever you have, just sit tight and wait and see what happens. And when did you transplant it? My last question of you: when did you do the moving?
It was in February.
All right. Well, that's the right time to do it. Just sit tight and see what happens. I don't have a better answer, and I probably would if I knew what the plant was. I appreciate your call very, very much. Good luck with it. Thank you. All right, and we will come back. We'll have Barbara in Argyle and Chuck in Flint, and then we can have your call if you would like to make that call right now. Let's tell you right now about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. This is a very special hospital. It's at the northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush Turnpike. And folks, I've got to tell you, I used to drive by that each week going to my radio broadcast, and I watched that building being built, and I thought, that's really cool. What a wonderful looking hospital. I didn't know what it was initially, and then it obviously became a Baylor complex. And then 4 months after it opened, that's where our daughter's life was saved. And she knew about Baylor Plano, and she's the one who asked, please take me there. And I understand now that a lot of people say, please get me to the nearest Baylor Medical Center. That's how good they are. Great reputation. One of the reasons that that particular hospital has a great reputation is their Baylor Scoliosis Center that has been there since they opened. Scoliosis, of course, is a disorder of the spine. The vertebrae actually rotate. A curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. The Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7.5 years. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test that helps provide physicians and parents with insight into possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. It begins with a saliva test. The physicians get the results back within a couple of weeks, and they then can determine a personalized treatment plan for your child between ages of 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. To find out more, go to thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com or call 800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano. Those welcome spring rains that have made everything look so beautiful aren't so welcome for your foundation. This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. The rains have made our dry soils expand, putting enormous pressure on your foundation. If you're seeing little cracks in the walls, or if your doors are starting to stick, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their patented Pro-Lift repairs come with a transferable lifetime warranty. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Water is an ever needed commodity in North Texas. It is a critical commodity, and most cities have some form of water curtailments, water rationing, even though we've had a lot of good rain, and that's a good thing for everybody. I have no problem with that. And one of the ways that you can implement good watering practices is to get Norway Irrigation to install an automatic sprinkling system for you, and then have them install a smart controller. These things are absolutely amazing. They cost a few hundred extra dollars over and above another controller. Maybe that much, but not much more. And they monitor everything. Norway knows how to do that. Norway knows how to come out and fix your system so it works properly. If you're trying to restore your lawn and your landscape to really nice condition this year, let Norway Irrigation help you with a new installation or by servicing your existing system, even if they didn't install it. They use only the best of equipment, and they have been in the business more than 30 years. Bill Jensen is my very good friend of more than 42 years. This is a great company. Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292. Serving the entire Metroplex, 972-446-3292, Norway Irrigation.
Discover Twin Oaks Nursery, just 30 minutes north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison. Twin Oaks Nursery carries a huge selection of color and shrubs, including beautiful Nellie R. Stevens holly in pyramid form, an unusual single stem tree form. They invite you to visit their new greenhouse filled with color, tropical plants, gifts, and more. Be sure to attend their free educational seminars every Saturday morning. For more details, visit their website, twinoaksonline.com, or call 903-463-2205.
Good for them for pointing out the Nellie R. Stevens tree form hollies at Twin Oaks in between Sherman and Denison. It's hard to find. Good for them. Let me tell you right now about Bayer Advanced Natria. Natria products are the alternative solution to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced Scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results that you want. Included in the Natria product line are multi-insect control that kills insects at any stage of their development, grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds, disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew, home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced, insect, weed, and disease control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced Natria, BayerAdvanced.com. Well, listen to us. How about that? Let's go back to the phone lines now. We have Barbara in Argyle. Let me give the numbers again. It is 1-800-288-WBAP. That's all you have to dial, 800-288-WBAP, and that translates to 9227. Barbara, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Neil.
How may I help?
Well, I have many old post oaks on my property here in Denton County, mm-hmm. and I've noticed some bark falling off of those trees. I want to know if that's a big problem or if I should be doing something.
Trees look fine otherwise?
Yes. In fact, they're very lush and beautiful.
And do you see any evidence of decay or injury or anything where the bark has come loose?
No. You know, you see that little underlayer there that is brown and I don't see anything growing in it or any insects.
Yeah, that's probably a layer of new bark forming. Let me give you a visual that will forevermore put your mind at ease. As soon as you look and make sure there's no decay, that's the main thing I always want to look for, any signs of disease or decay beneath bark that comes off. So now we've asked that, we've determined probably not, that's not the case. All right, so here comes my visual. If you take a balloon, let me start differently. Bark, of all the plant tissues, several of them in a tree trunk are not living any longer. They expand, grow. The tissue dies, but it stays there. In fact, the wood of a tree trunk, the xylem, the part that makes up the growth rings and most of the tree trunk, is not a living tissue. It's just like a pile, vertical pile of straws that conduct water and nutrients up in the tree. So that part's not living, neither is the bark. As the tree trunk expands out around the outer edge and more xylem tissues are formed on the inside and the cambium layer then also forms more phloem on the outside of it, and then comes the bark outside that, and the bark can't expand because it's a dead tissue, and so it pops off. It's the same as if you put a balloon and blew it up halfway, pushed it down into... You couldn't do hot fudge, it would explode. So you do it in wet mud, very soft mud, just watery mud, and let that dry, and you try to blow the balloon up some more, it's going to pop off, just like your bark. No problem.
Okay. All right. Well,
I never went to all that detail. You now have had the first day of botany class.
Okay.
Or wherever I learned that. Thank you much. You're fine. Have a great day. Okay, let's go to Chuck in Flint. Chuck, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, and she was fine. I don't know that you're going to say the same thing about my answer for you. Tell me what you have.
Well, I've got five Indian hawthorns. They're established plants. over a month ago, they started to develop black spots on the leaf.
Yeah.
And I originally treated them with a Green Light fungicide product. Came back with a second application about 10 days later. That didn't seem to do anything. Came back with an ortho product that I had that was a small percentage of Daconil.
Mm-hmm.
And have applied that twice in a 10-day period. I still see the residue on the leaves, but I also still see the black spot.
All right, let me stop you long enough to give you several pointers. I really have more than enough information to go on. Number one, just a generic comment, when you're using very good brands that will control most disease problems very well. One of the things you have to remember is that black spots on leaves don't green back up again when we apply a fungicide. What you have to monitor from that point on is the new growth, and does the disease spread, or have I protected the new growth by killing the organism on the old growth? So a lot of people expect the plant to look a lot better when they spray with a fungicide, and usually what happens is the toxins that fungus puts into the plant go on and do a little more damage. It's like coasting to a stop. It doesn't freeze it in time. It gets worse a few days before the problem stops and turns around. So the plants
like
get better.
Kind of like a scar on the leaf or something.
It is going to be there. It's a blemish on that leaf, and it will be there. What you have to do is to try to stop the inoculum of that disease from being able to spread to new growth. Tender new growth is where this disease shows up. Now, that's the bad news. I have some horrible news for you, and that is that what you're seeing is Entomosporium fungal leaf spot, and the Plant Pathologists of America to this point, even with commercial products, have not found anything that will stop that disease. This is the same disease that has annihilated red-tipped photinias. We should never plant them. And I'm to a point now that I will not plant any more Indian hawthorns in my landscape. I haven't for about 15 years. This starts out with the maroon spots that turn black, and then the next thing you'll see is that the plants begin to turn yellow a little bit and lose leaves, and they start looking spindly. And then they weaken and die. If you drive around town, you'll see plenty of Indian hawthorns that look like this. And spraying is a waste of money.
I've had one of them that's already developed this loss of leaves now that you brought that up.
Yep, so, and it only goes, it's a tailspin.
I got a terminal situation.
You do. Yep, and I'm glad you only have five. I had somebody contact me this week who had 60, and that was a sad commentary. What I would do is replace with Carissa holly or one of the dwarf Nandinas or dwarf abelia or boxwood or something else that stays short. The plant that looks the closest to Indian hawthorn, other than the fact it doesn't bloom, is Carissa holly. That's what I've used.
Could I come back with a gardenia type plant?
You could put a gardenia in. That one left me here in North Texas 35 years ago. I just got burned out with it freezing every other year and dying. They're a huge amount of work. That would you can grow them. They're certainly not easy.
What type of holly plant was that again, Neil?
Carissa. You could use Carissa. You could use dwarf Yopon. I'm trying to give you plants that are roughly the same size and shape.
And that starts with a C.
C-A-R-I-S-S-A. C-A-R-I-S-S-A. Yeah. Appreciate your call, Chuck.
Thanks for the bad news.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, have a wonderful day, right?
Well, I did. I took my wife to the Ranger game for Mother's Day. That's what she wanted. They lost, bless her hearts, but we had a good time, so...
You saw another Josh home run. That's not a bad thing.
Oh, it was just that's just the most awesome player I've ever seen in my life, and I've watched a lot of baseball. But anyway,
thank you.
Okay, I sure do appreciate
it. I'm glad you called. Time will get better. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chuck. Folks, we have a bunch of open lines right now. I would like to hear from you. I know people are very busy with Mother's Day, et cetera, et cetera. Let's fill up those lines right now. Neil will feel better about the rest of his day if I see some calls coming in on my call screener page at 800-288-WBAP. If you've been hanging back saying, I bet he's full, I'm not going to call now, it's springtime, this is a good day to call. 800-288-9227. For Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, 800-288-9227. WBAP. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care now since 1981. That's quite a length of time. They're in their fourth decade. The outstanding staff includes more than 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. I see their trucks out and around frequently while I'm out driving, running errands, and I always think I am so glad that those folks found those people. I think you get my message. I'm just glad. It makes me feel good inside that people have found Arborological Services, because I know at that point that the trees will be handled perfectly. Don't get them out there and expect them to rototill your flower beds for you. These people specialize in trees. These are the people. You know, you live in a metropolitan area because you like all of the things. You can find the symphony, and you can find the Texas Rangers, and you can find the doctors you want, and you can find Arborological Services. That's what makes us very special here. The best in the business for all kinds of tree work. Phone numbers. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts, with no spaces. And on the web, arborological.com, for Arborological Services.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Black Cow Composted Cow Manure starts with cow manure from dairy farms right here in Texas. And then they add water and Texas sunshine to aid the natural composting process, which takes months and months. Black Cow is fully composted, so there's no bad odor. It's a terrific soil conditioner. For improving weak, sandy, or rocky soils, it adds organic matter. It improves water retention in the root zone. That's important during dry months, especially with sandy soils. It helps loosen tight clay soil. You can use it when planting just about any kind of plant that you want to be setting out, but it is especially great in preparing beds for annual flowers, perennials, also vegetables, also ground covers, and small shrubs, where you really do the heroic soil preparation. A part of heroic soil preparation is Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow has a great website with lots of fine information. Check them out, but you have to be unable to spell properly to get to that website. It's BlackCow, Black Cow, spelled with a K and a double K in the middle of the website, BlackCow.com. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at most Lowe's garden centers. Many fine independent nursery and garden centers ask for it by name, Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. And from that, we go directly to my friend of many, many years standing. My pleasure to introduce to you Mark Willis.
All right. Thank you, Neil, and good Sunday morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Some of the top stories. The Afghan government says it is taking the lead from the U.S.-led coalition for providing security in areas that will eventually encompass up to 75% of the country's population. The head of the commission overseeing the transition says that the transition to Afghan security should be finished in about 6 months from now. Helicopters have been ferrying victims' remains to the Indonesian capital for identification as other teams scaled down a treacherous ravine on a volcano face in the search of a missing flight recorder from a crashed Russian plane. Statistics show New York City police are making use of their stop and frisk powers. The latest numbers show the street stops increased to more than 200,000 during the first 3 months of this year. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the practice has gotten guns off the streets and saved lives. Critics say it unfairly targets minorities. And First Lady Michelle Obama urging college graduates to tackle injustice where they find it. She was the commencement speaker on Saturday at North Carolina A&T State University, where four students began the movement that desegregated lunch counters. WBAP News Time, 8:35. Let's get an update on what's going on with traffic now. In the WBAP Traffic Center, here's Blaine Brooks.
Dallas, Mid-Cities, and Fort Worth highways in good shape right now. Just one side street problem, a wreck reported on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at South Lamar Street. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Get ready to have fun in the sun. Get bright-colored inflatable beach balls, swim rings, and arm floats for only 99.99 cents each. Kids will save or have hours of fun at the pool or at the beach. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
All right. Thank you, sir. The WBAP weather in-touch forecast for today. Calling for partly cloudy skies. It'll top out right at 80 degrees. And then for tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy. The overnight low expected in the upper 60s. And then back to work on Monday. We'll see partly cloudy skies topping out close to 80 degrees at 8:35. We got partly cloudy skies right now. It's 68 degrees. I'm Mark Willis, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Hey, you guys need to keep my brother Mark in your thoughts and prayers.
Oh, Steve.
He's a public school teacher. There are 2 weeks left, and the students have checked out already. How would you like to be in that position?
Well, you know, I remember, you don't remember anything from then. What do you mean I remember? So next week, let's dedicate some time to teachers. Hal, Brad, Steve, and Carla right here on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
The weather is changing and the storms are getting worse. Armor Guard can protect you and your family from severe weather, tornadoes, and much more. Armor Guard has four main types of storm shelters and safe rooms: concrete in-ground and concrete safe rooms, and steel in-ground and steel safe rooms. They're easily installed in urban homes and are not just for rural dwellers. The most popular shelter is one that can be placed right inside the garage. Armor Guard's products meet or exceed the FEMA 320, 360, and ICC 500 building codes. They were tested at the Wind and Science Research Center at Texas Tech University. They can withstand an F5 tornado at 250 miles per hour. All products are reasonably priced and can normally be installed within 2 to 3 weeks of your order. Financing is available and they take all major credit cards. They also come with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait for severe weather. Be prepared with Armor Guard storm shelter and safe rooms. Call Carolyn or Tim today, 214-520-6160, or visit armorguardshelters.com.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, get yourself to Dixon Brothers and get help. Keep your pool trouble-free this year with new Pool Life Bright Stick Sanitizer. This sanitizing stick contains exclusive Clear Care technology to simultaneously kill algae and clarify your water. Bright Sticks can be safely dropped into your skimmer for long-lasting results. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter. With Bright Sticks from Pool Life's exclusive Pool Care Collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Bright Sticks are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
One of the things on which you can rely the most fervently is Dalworth Clean. They are absolutely wonderful. James Smith, when he came to see me at my home 32 years ago and said, Neil, we really would like to have you do ads for us. We've been in business 5 years, 6 years, whatever it was at that point, 38 years now, I think. So I'm doing my math quickly. He said, we want to have repeat business. We want to get new business. That's why we want you, but we want repeat business. We want happy, happy customers. And it's been that way all the way through. This man really works his business to make sure that it's the best it gets. They are a standard of excellence in carpet cleaning, floor services of all kinds. Now, they can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. Right now, pay only $29 per area for five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. $29 per area for five areas or more, and it will look sparklingly great when they're through. You need to call tomorrow, 214 or 817-267-8433. I'm not going to sing the jingle, but you've heard it plenty of times. 214 or 817 267-8433, or book online right now, any of their services, that one included, for additional savings, and have it online, have it done. And that would be at Dalworth.com. Dalworth Fine Floors, where we're going to be buying some new carpeting in the next week or two. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Justin Siffert is the manager there, and they're open Monday through Saturday as well. Dalworth Clean, Dalworth.com, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. That is Mary Traveland once again from Dixon Brothers, as you know. Let's go to Gil in Southlake. Thank you all for calling. We have the lines filled now. Gil, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
Well, I have a, sort of a multi-part question. I want to plant bulbs for next spring, and I'm curious which bulbs would be best here in the Metroplex. If it would be possible to break them into early, mid, and late bloomers, and then where to when and where to buy them and when to plant them.
Gil, that's a 45-minute answer. That's a program that's given at the Arboretum or you know some other place. But let me try to help you as best I can. And the sources are going to be all over the map. If you establish your relationship with a really good independent retail garden center where you can go in and talk to the owner or the manager of that garden center, and that's what they are as a garden center, then that's where you're going to find the unusual bulbs. Some of my favorites, and all I can do is give you a partial list. There are hundreds, hundreds and hundreds. And there are some wonderful books. You might want to get Southern Heirloom Perennials by Bill Welch and Greg Grant, two of my good friends, both of whom write for my magazine. You might also want to get perennial, let's see, what is Bill's specific book? His original book was Perennial Garden Color for Texas and the South, the Gulf South. Those are both excellent references, both in print. And so that'd be a starting point. In the spring, my favorites are the jonquils. You need early, small flowering jonquils in most cases to have the best chance. The campanelles do well. I have one that I like very, very much. That is Grand Primo. It's kind of hard to find, a little bit pricey, but it is a great early spring bloomer. Ice Follies is my favorite of all, the daffodils. Species types tulips do well. Summer Snowflake Leucogium is great in the spring. I have grape hyacinth that is naturalizing on my hill. And then going into mid-spring and late spring, some of the best, I would say, I don't know that you'd call them bulbs, but they're bulbous type plants. That would be iris and daylilies. In the fall, my favorite bulbs of the fall, and some of my favorite bulbs of all come in the fall, and that would be two of them are Lycoris. Lycoris squamigera, which is the naked lady lily. Beautiful pink flowers that look like amaryllis. And then also the Lycoris radiata, the spider lily, fall crocus, sternbergia, and also rhodophiala, which is oxblood lily or schoolhouse lily. And I left out St. Joseph lily from early April, the spring-blooming hardy amaryllis. Those are the ones that I have in my garden that come to my mind first that I like the most. They're going to be found lots of different places of all of those. The oxblood lily, fall crocus, and the hardy amaryllis will probably be the most difficult to find. And online is always a good source, at least to do some shopping. Whether you actually purchase there or not, I don't know. That's up to you. Chris Weisinger has Southern Bulb Company, and they have heirloom bulbs in East Texas, Southern Bulb Company, and then also Brent and Becky's Bulbs in Virginia. They are the Heaths are friends, and they have 30 to 40,000 of a given variety of daffodils. They used to specialize only in daffodils. BrentandBecky'sBulbs.com. BrentandBecky'sBulbs.com is the website. That's everything I know about bulbs that I can do in the amount of time I have to do it.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that's a good start. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Lincoln in Trophy Club. Lincoln, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a Japanese maple that I planted, back at the beginning of March. And it's at the northeast corner of my house. It gets, the sun is off it by 2 o'clock every day.
Oh, my. That's a lot of sun.
It's in the shade the rest of the day. And I'm a little bit worried about some of the leaves are developing kind of dead, dry, brown spots, and I just wonder if it's getting too much sun.
Yeah, it could be. How? Where are the spots? Are they at the edges of the leaves, tips and edges?
Well, it kind of varies, and it's not all over the place. Most of the tree looks really good, but there's leaves, particularly I'm looking at new growth that's kind of shriveled and you know, the new leaves that came out and they immediately shriveled up and don't look good.
Okay, let me do the best that I can, because diagnostics like this are impossible to be sure of without seeing the plant, and even then it's a challenge. But I will give you two or three givens. Number one, Japanese maples will always do best if they're in full shade. A bright shade is okay. I have probably 15 or 20 Japanese maples in our pecan forest out in the country where we live. And there's not a one of them that gets an hour of sun in a day. I find that they're just a lot easier to maintain that way, and they don't scorch as badly. Otherwise, they're going to have brown tips and edges all over the place. If you're seeing spots internal within the leaves, then that is not sun, probably. It could be water that was on the leaves and acted as a magnifying glass and burned the leaves.
Okay.
It's also possible that there has been a weed killer involved that has drifted onto the tops of the new growth. It's very soft and succulent and vulnerable to broadleafed weed killer spray.
Okay.
If there's any kind of a weed and feed fertilizer that got anywhere near this is one of the reasons I'm not an advocate ever of weed and feed fertilizers. Those are some of the things to watch for, and that'll get you started. But right. The fact that most of the tree looks good, I would just sit tight, keep it very moist and mulched for this summer. And if it does burn, there's a very good likelihood that you would be able to move it to a shadier spot in next winter. But you're going to have to let it get through this summer now.
All right.
That's a good start for you. Thank you, Lincoln. Jack, we will be back with you and Renee and Ross coming up in just a second. So we would love to have a chance to help. Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's the first time I've mentioned this morning, and folks are in place at our office to take your order. I hope you will call, because it is too good a deal to pass up. Our magazine is written specifically for the Lone Star State. I already referred to Greg Grant and to Dr. Bill Welch. Now, Bill's been my friend for 42 years, Greg for 35 or more years. Jerry Parsons in San Antonio writes for us 40 years. John Begno in San Angelo, 40 years. Bill Adams in Burton, used to be the Harris County horticulturist since 1971, 41 years. I've known these people, Diane Sitton, every issue of our magazine. She's written for us for 26 years. This is the kind of tenure that you're getting in our magazine. I've never done that before. I kind of like hearing that. I'm going to make a list. These are people who write for our magazine every issue, and it is written specifically for the Lone Star State. That's our magazine. Now, here's the special. $23.95 per year is a very good price. The national publications are more than that. But if you get a three-year subscription today until 11 o'clock this morning, you will pay only $44.95 for 3 years. Normally, if you bought them individually, 3 years would be $71.85. You get 3 years for $44.95. That's a deal. It's less than $15 a year for the magazine that normally should be right at $24. Call. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny of that $44.95, and it's good for new and renewing subscribers, but only if you call before 11. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. View their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. They've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Attend free how-to classes Saturday, May 12th through 19th, how to build a rainwater harvesting patio, and on Saturday, May 26th, how to build a pondless waterfall. They're located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more info, visit the website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, get yourself to Dixon Brothers and get help. Keep your pool trouble-free this year with new Pool Life Bright Stick Sanitizer. This sanitizing stick contains exclusive Clear Care technology to simultaneously kill algae and clarify your water. Bright Sticks can be safely dropped into your skimmer for long-lasting results. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter. With Bright Sticks from Pool Life's exclusive Pool Care Collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Bright Sticks are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
I want to tell you right now about Ortho-Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho-Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Don't let ants keep you from enjoying your lawn. Fight back with Ortho's powerful lineup of outdoor insect killer products to keep the fire ants away. For the best results, learn the two-step approach to controlling fire ants. Step one is to use Ortho-Orthene Fire Ant Killer for existing mounds. It kills the queen and destroys the mounds. One 12-ounce bottle treats 54 mounds. You apply it when the ants are active. You do not apply it during heavy dew or just before a rain. You treat new mounds as they appear. Step two is to use Ortho-Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules for broadcast treatment. Apply it uniformly over your lawn and water the lawn after the application. It kills the queen and the mounds, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. It covers up to 5,000 square feet. For best results, apply it in the morning or late evening when it's cool and when the ants are most active. To find a retailer near you, go to ortho.com. That's ortho.com, Ortho Fire Ant Killer, and Ortho-Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Back to the old phone lines, we go to Jack in Dallas. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
Well, I'm using your book from 1982 on The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and my sweetie and myself, where you have kind of a argument going on when I should pick. I have a bumper crop of tomatoes. They're early girls, super fantastic, and celebrity. Mm-hmm. And we have an argument about when to pick them.
All right. It is always best to leave them on the plants as long as you can. There are a couple of mitigating factors that creep in as it turns hotter. One would be if it's dry, the birds will peck at them, and if it is really hot and sunny, sun scald will crack the skins, and both of those can make them very unappealing. But I would leave them in place as long as you can and avoid those problems. When those start to show up, and they probably will, at that point, I would harvest when the tomatoes begin to commit to ripen. Neither of those problems will develop to a green tomato usually. And so once it starts to change color and lighten and change toward a light pink and all of that, if you harvest a tomato at that point and let it mature on a piece of newspaper sitting in a bright window inside your house, you will lose no flavor. You will lose no nutritional value. Texas A&M taught me that 40 years ago, that's the best way to bypass the hot weather problems that we face with tomatoes. So as soon as you begin to have some kind of problems with them outdoors, then start harvesting just a few days earlier and let them ripen indoors. You'll be amazed at how good they are. The ones we get in groceries that have been artificially ripened are done through ethylene gas or some other similar thing, and that's a different process. This works.
Okay, thank
you very
much.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Let's go to Renee in Hearst. Renee, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning.
How can I help?
Well, I have an issue on the back side of my fence in the back of the property. I want to have a screening of bushes. We've had some Italian cypress, and that didn't go well. And we were really liking the height that those could provide, but they just didn't live. And no matter how much we watered, it just didn't work for us. And I like the idea of the easy red tip photinias because they're so easy. But boy, I've seen so many I've seen so many of them taken out by, I think, a fungus or something.
Entomosporium fungalispa. It's a disastrous plant to use now. Yeah, okay. what you want and what I've been recommending as a replacement for red tips as tall screening shrubs, and actually I've recommended them first over red tips, even before red tips developed the problem, is Nellie R. Stevens Holly. Nellie R. Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, Holly. You'll see it everywhere. And you can buy it in all different sizes. A little harder to find it in the large landscape size now because so many people have been buying them to replace shrubs that died last summer. But if you're going to let it get 10 or 12 feet tall, you need to plant it, Renee, two-thirds as far apart as you're going to allow it to grow. It needs to be spaced out in the yard from the fence, two-thirds as far as you're going to allow it to grow. Don't put it up a foot away from a fence. And don't put them a foot apart. You want to give them plenty of room because otherwise they will denude one another by the heavy shading that they'll cast on one another. If you give them plenty of room, they'll be beautiful.
Okay.
That's my choice.
I needed to know.
Yeah, that would
Thank
be my
so
choice.
Much.
That's what I have used. You betcha. Appreciate the call. All right, Ross and Diane, if you guys will wait through the news, we'll get you on the other side of the news. Anyone else who'd like to call, you'd be third in line at 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. This is Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, 8 until 11 every Sunday morning here at WBAP. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.